til munden og fine. Night train to the end. Running hard and running fast to meet my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end. Hell's ride to Mundo Fine. Hell's ride to the end. Sold my soul to the devil's pen. He draws me hard with a merciless hand. And all I bought is a handful of sand. Night train to the end. I'm on this ride cause I have no pride in myself or in men or in God. Now if you want to share in the price of my fare, then fill your mind with greed that is blind and wander in its evil fog. Night train, night train to the end. Running hard and running fast. Beat my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end.
Oh yeah, this is Night Train to Mundo Fine. I'm DJ Frederick. This is an occasional program of music I like to call folk.
Whiskey. story, how the devil had gone. Retired to the country when no one was around. It seemed that the evils of men had surpassed any expectations the devil ever had. The bottle, it was empty. It wasn't worth a damn. Started down this mountain where no one was around. changing. The paper's grown cold with the waiting. Still the letter's unwritten, but my pen's overflowing. So I look to my life and I smile, it's alright. But my shivering heart didn't know how to cry.
That was a group called Hunter Musket, which released an album back in 1978 on the Decca record label. We heard Hey Little Girl and Midsummer Night's Dream. Now before that, we heard Novum 3 from their CD Renewing, and we heard Soil Binds Breath and Bone. And we started that set off with PG6 from Massachusetts, and a great song called Old Man of the Mountain, which was released on a 7-inch vinyl single back around 10 years ago, and a song that I've loved ever since I first heard it. And maybe this is the first time you're hearing it. You're tuned to Night Train to Mundo Fine with DJ Frederick, music I like to call folk.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. These days, it seems like everyone appropriates heroes and legends for their own political ends. Republicans have finally figured out it's bad press to diss the second most admired person of the 20th century, and have consequently decided to honor Martin Luther King. Only, the Republican Party has been steadfast in destroying those very chances, voting overwhelmingly against the Children's Health and Medicare Protection Act of 2007, and their current steadfast refusal to pass health care reform. Maybe they've forgotten Dr. King's words on that subject in 1965. Quote, of all the forms of inequality, injustice in healthcare is the most shocking and inhumane, unquote. And he would not have spent much time parsing the efforts of the religious right either. Quote, a nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death, unquote. But remember, too, that Martin Luther King said many things that would have made the so-called Blue Dog Democrats deeply uncomfortable as well. He called the United States government, quote, the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, primarily because of its continued advancement of the Vietnam War, but also because of the brutal conditions of inequality that its capitalist system enforced. And, as if to emphasize this fact, he was assassinated after showing up for a union strike by sanitation workers in Tennessee for better wages and working conditions. The Washington Post said he had, quote, diminished his usefulness to his cause, to his country, and to his people, unquote. Perhaps to avoid the obvious taint of hypocrisy by the vast majority of our national press and political institutions, maybe a simple silence would be the most appropriate form of respect. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Exploring Science and the Sea. The geology of the ocean floor is just as varied and amazing as that of dry land. Mountain ranges stretch across thousands of miles, trenches plunge miles deep, and cracks in the crust look like the furrows of a plowed field. Yet not only is much of that landscape unseen, it's unknown. Only a small fraction of the ocean floor has been mapped in as much detail as the land, and large areas have barely been peeked at. But an international organization is trying to change that. Its goal is to map the entire ocean floor in high resolution by the end of 2030. The group is known as GEBCO, the General Bathymetric Chart of the Oceans. It plans to take a two-pronged approach to the project. One approach will try to obtain ocean floor maps compiled by governments, companies, and academics around the world that haven't yet been made public. Just putting together all the work that's already been done would greatly improve ocean floor maps. The second approach would be to go out and map all the ocean floor that's still poorly understood. In addition to dedicated research vessels, the project might attach bottom-scanning sonar to ships that don't normally do such work, such as cargo ships and icebreakers. So every time a ship crossed the ocean, it would be pinging the ocean floor all the way. GEBCO doesn't have the funding for the project yet, but it is taking some early steps toward mapping the ocean floor, a project that eventually may allow us to see all the wonders at the bottom of the sea. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Bright of love's
More music from Novum 3. We heard The River Splits the Stone. Before that, July Skies with See Britain by Train. July Skies is one of my favorite, groups. I think it's just one individual named Anthony who plays with some other folks on occasion, but beautiful ambient folk music. Before that, from a brand new cassette released on the Cabin Floor Esoterica label, we heard Rootless with Music in the Trees, and we started off with Richie, Carr, and more in a song called Poets. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Night Train to Mondo Fine, music I like to call folk.
I might as well be on a raft out on the middle of the ocean.
You're listening to On a Raft in the Middle of the Ocean by Francis Fay and You're on the Sound Beat. When Thor Heyerdahl presented his theory that the Polynesian islands were settled by South Americans, the critics scoffed. No way their primitive rafts would last in the open Pacific, said the experts. No shrinking violet he, Heyerdahl decided to prove it could be done.
If I could get you on a raft out on the middle of the ocean, I'd have a chance to be alone with you.
He and his crew built a raft of 9 large balsa trees and rope. Not a single nail, rivet, or screw. Kon-Tiki was built using only technologies available at the time. Did they make it? Well, Heyerdahl's documentary of the voyage won an Oscar in 1951. You can watch the whole thing right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
There's a place I sometimes go to, far away from city lights, an old log cabin in the forest, a homestead fire still burning bright. Right now I know that it's empty. You've traveled on to pastures new, but I still sit there on that old porch, 'cause life is long and love is true. When we first came to this old cabin, hearts were foolish, our love was true. We didn't know how fast the whirlwind spins. We didn't know things change so soon.
From a great 45 released, I think, on Drive-In Records. That was Gregory Webster with Promised Land. Before that, Richard Houghton with something new called Tapping Guitar. And we started off with Bloomy Petal and the Crossover Galaxy. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to non-commercial radio, FM radio, like it used to be back in the day. Not a whole lot of talk, but a lot of cool music. Music that I like to call folk, kind of focusing on more obscure acoustic-based music of all genres. I want to say thank you for listening, and this is a very occasional program. I'll be back with another edition of Night Train sometime in the not-too-distant future. Thanks for listening.